Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all. Get up.
watch y'all speak. I know y'all want to do it. Come on, hit it. Hit it. Come on, jump. Come on.
Tuning in 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, on tomorrow, I do have confirmation from MC Peach's crew that she will be on the show tomorrow. Comedian MC Peaches will be on the show tomorrow. Now Peaches, her biggest shows was she opened for Mike Epps in Atlanta about a month ago. And she did a great job. So I have a friend that knows MC Peaches, and they put us in contact, and I asked her to come on the show. I've been trying to get on the show for a while, okay, and she's been having some issues. Last week, she wrecked her car. A couple of weeks before that, her aunt died. So she's had a few wrinkles in life over the past few weeks. But they promised me today that she will be on the show tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Don't miss it. I don't know if I'm going to have to, tell my show is going to be, I don't know if I'm going to have to do a rated R show or if I can keep it as is, but I asked if they could have a clean show, and they said that she has clean material, so we'll see, right? We'll see. I guess I'm gonna keep it as is, just open to the public. I guess we'll see what happens, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode is entitled, Why Do Men and Women Carry Baggage from One Relationship to Another? Why do men and women carry baggage from one relationship to another? And so, and we're going to talk about the reasons that men and women carry their feelings and dealings with their exes to other relationships, okay? And I believe these are the things that should be taught to all of us by someone close to us that can give it to us straight with no chaser, okay? And I'm going to do that today, all right? And when I say carry baggage from one relationship to another, that means that, okay, you finished a relationship here with someone, and then you, a few weeks later, or a month later, or however long it takes you to start dating someone else, you bring that baggage from, you bring stuff from that old relationship, your ex relationship, and you start to cram it in to your new relationship, or you start to talk about it. And that's what we mean by carry baggage from one relationship to another, okay? And what happens is, because I'm a man, I'm going to speak from a man's point of view as far as a woman. Let's say a woman, I meet a woman, and, we start hanging out and doing different things together, and, we go out on a date, okay? And on the date, she starts to talk about what her ex-boyfriend did, how she feel about him, how she can't stand him. And even some women, and I've heard this, some women talk about, how they still have feelings for the ex, okay? And, some guys can handle that, but most of us can't, right? And I'm just saying that why would a woman talk to a new guy, a guy that she's trying to get a relationship with, that she's trying to start something with, why would she talk about her ex with him? Why would she do that? I don't get it. The only reason I can see is that she still has feelings for this guy. All right? And because of that, hey, if you're going to talk about this guy all night, then I may as well not be here. Right? I don't want to hear about some other guy. I don't want you having your attention pulled away from me by this other guy, and he's not even in the room. And then, you know, from, I guess, you know, when you think about it, let's say, and I don't want to, I guess, I don't really want to use someone's name, but if you have kids by an ex, and then you start dating someone new, and you talk about your kids, that's fine. But when you start to talk about your kids, another man, and if you're talking bad or good, it doesn't matter. You're still bringing baggage into the relationship that you're trying to have with your new guy. Same way with men, you know. And God forbid that you guys are being intimate with each other. If you're at home and, you know, in the bedroom with each other, being intimate, and she or he says someone else's name, okay? Now, that's a killer. You know, that has happened, right? So, you know, when that happened, I had a guy tell me today, he said, well, you know, if that happened to me, then, you know, hey, I'm not going to cut it off right there in the middle. I'm going to keep on getting mine done. And then after that, I'm going to kick her to the curb. You know, hey, that's a man for you, right? And so, you know, a woman, when a man does that to a woman, hey, it's shut down, it's cut off immediately. There is no getting yours and then we'll shut it off. No, she's going to cut it off right then. And that's another part of bringing baggage into a new relationship. Okay? So, you know, when you start to see someone and you start to see someone new, try not to bring up your ex with someone new. I guess you can at some point. Y'all with me? I guess you can at some point in your new relationship, but not too early. All right? You need to get to know this guy, get to know this girl, and get to know them well before you start to talk about your ex. It could be an ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, or ex-wife, or whatever. But I think you should get to know that person and kind of feel them out and understand how they think before you bring baggage in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in today's episode, Why Do Men and Women Carry Baggage from One Relationship to Another? It's like getting off the airplane with a bag. You know, I'm sure a lot of you have changed flights before. You've gotten to this airport. Now you got to get your bag and go over to another gate, get on another plane to go where you're going, right? That's exactly what this is. So you're hanging with your ex, and then y'all break up, So that relationship is over. But now you walk off, you walk out of that relationship with a suitcase. And then you go over to another guy's place with that suitcase in hand. Right? You're sitting down with him like, hey, let me show you something. I got this in my suitcase. You open up your suitcase and you're like, okay, look at this. Put it on the table. You're like, this what this dude used to do to me. Can you believe that? Can you believe what he used to do to me? Well, this guy, you know, he looked at his bag. He's like, hold up, girl, let me show you something. He unzipped his bag, grabbed this out of the suitcase and put it on the table. Hey, this what she did to me. Can't believe she did this to me. And it's only a couple of things. It's either you're in love with her, you're still in love with her, or you're still in love with him, or, you know, it's just happened. You just got out of a relationship, and it's still, he and her is still fresh on your mind. You can't get it out, you know? So, you know, and that's a reason that people bring baggage into other relationships. Still in love with someone, their ex, and they can't get them out of their head. And it's crazy. It's crazy. Now, I watched a show over the weekend, okay? And it's LaToya Jackson, Michael Jackson's sister, LaToya. LaToya has a reality show. It's on the Oprah Winfrey Network, okay? LaToya has a reality show. And so on this episode that I was watching, and believe me, guys, now, I watch reality shows. I watch a few reality shows. I got a few that I'm really into. But LaToya's reality show really intrigued me. Okay, we just got that word today, intrigued. It intrigued me. It was interesting. It piqued my curiosity because of who she is. And not only that, when I start watching the show, she's really a nice person. Now, I don't know if that's something that she's, you know, that it's a put on that she's doing for the show. I don't know. I don't know her. But just from watching the show, she's really, really a nice lady, okay? And from this episode, she was going on some dates. She hired a company to find her a date or find her a guy that she can really connect with, okay? She hired a company to do it. People that have money, you know, they do all kinds of things with their money, all right? So she hired a company to bring in some guys that she might like. She went on a couple of dates, and she really liked this one guy. And he was a white guy, okay? He was a really nice guy. And he was really, really floored by who she was when he met her because they were on a blind date. He didn't know her. She didn't know him. All right? He was floored when he found out who she was. Now, she pulls up to the date, and she's driving. Well, she's not driving, but she's riding in a black Bentley, okay? And she's got her bodyguard is her driver as well, all right? So he brings her in and all, and they have a pretty good time. But she cuts this guy off because they went on a couple of three dates. But she cut him off, and she cut him off and let him and gave him up because he kept asking for a kiss. He wanted to be physical with her, and she didn't like that, okay? So he busted her loose. And that's because she did that because she brought baggage from her old marriage. She was married for 10 years to her ex-manager, and so he was her husband as well, and he really abused her. He abused her physically, mentally, verbally, whatever else you want to do. He really abused her. He locked her in a closet, beat her, you know, things like that. So because of that, she can't seem to get close to someone else because she's bringing baggage from that relationship into another one. Y'all, you know, I know y'all thought, where's Frank going with this? But I just tied it in, right? I tied it into the episode. She's bringing baggage from one relationship to another. And you can't do that because it's going to cause problems. And someone that she really liked this guy. He took her dancing and all this stuff, and she went on a couple of dates with him. If she didn't like him, right, a woman, if she doesn't like you, she'll cut it off after that first date. She's like, okay, I ain't going to answer no more of his calls or either. I'm just going to tell him that, you know, I'm not interested, right? But that wasn't the case. She really liked the guy. And then her business partner brought him in, and he talked to the guy, and he liked the guy. So he was a really nice guy. But he wanted to be physical with her. He wanted to kiss every time they got together. He said, hey, when are you going to give me that kiss? He's like, oh, man, come on now. I ain't ready for that. All right? So that's, you know, that's a part of bringing baggage from one relationship to another. You have to try to be, and this for people that are out there that are trying to grab a hold to a new relationship because the old one didn't work. So you have to try to be conscious of not talking about your previous relationship. And if someone, if he asks you about it, he asks you, you know, hey, what happened to your old relationship? What happened to the guy you used to date? A pretty girl like you, a beautiful woman like you, you know, why aren't you married? Why don't you have a beau or whatever? And so, you know, unless something like that happens, try to be conscious not to talk about the previous relationship. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, we have almost 2 minutes left in the show. So I'm getting ready to shut the show down. But I do want to say and let all you guys know, because I have a full house here today, let all you guys know that tomorrow, we're going to have a female comedian, MC Peaches, on the show on tomorrow. Everything's been confirmed. She will be here at 6:30. So don't miss the show tomorrow, guys. If you want to laugh, if you want to have a good time, and if you want to maybe grab a hold of a couple of her jokes, tell them at work if you want to, you can do that. But be here, be square, be on time tomorrow, because as soon as I get into the show, I'm going to bring her on and let her do her thing. She's going to have the full show on tomorrow. So don't forget about that tomorrow, guys. And in the meantime, take care of yourselves. I will see you in 23 and a half hours. MC Peaches tomorrow. Good night.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?
Oh, oh, oh.
Get the fun.